everyone has a story to tell. And master storyteller Lee Habib tells them on AM 670 KMZQ. You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour brought to you by the MultiCare Group. Let Pat Casale and his friendly and knowledgeable staff tailor a healthcare plan to fit your family's budget. And the MultiCare Group can provide you with plans that include free annual exams, telemedical appointments, and the best networks in the valley. Call 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449. Call the MultiCare Group. Do it right now, would you please? Chuck Schumer went to the floor of the United States Senate last night to announce that the scheduled vote on the entire package of votes, which would have been two voting rights bills, possibly the whole deal with Build Back Broke and filibuster rule, all of that stuff. They wanted to bring that to the floor on Monday. It turns out they're not going to do it. My guess is, now Chuck Schumer said the reason they did it, they delayed it to Tuesday, was because of the snowstorm that is bearing down on the East Coast, and I happen to think it's because they don't have the votes and they don't want to embarrass the president. That's what I think. And that, you know, TBA. But no, it's on the schedule for Tuesday now to do this, not Monday. So we'll talk about that. We're going to have a fun next hour, because joining us will be Sam Peters, Republican candidate for Congress in District 4. How much money has he raised? Rumors are he's raised a ton of dough. We'll talk about that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Attention Nevada Patriots, this is Captain Sam Brown, and I'm a conservative running for the U.S. Senate because the political class is destroying this country, our state, and our Republican Party. I'm a threat to Washington elites because I don't come from wealth or power. I come from small-town America. I'm a West Point graduate, and I nearly lost my life fighting in Afghanistan. I've lived a career of service and sacrifice. I believe in God, duty to country, and in our enduring Constitution. Those are the values the elites seem to have forgotten. If you're tired of the political class telling you how to vote, only to be let down time and time again, this is your chance to take a stand and support a grassroots conservative fighter. I've fought for you before. I'm ready to serve you again. Join our grassroots campaign to give power back to the people. I approve this message and hope you do too. This is Captain Sam Brown asking for your vote.
Visit CaptainSamBrown.com. Paid for by Sam Brown for Nevada. Military references do not imply endorsement by the Department of Defense or any service branch.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. President Biden admitting he's not sure Democrats can muster enough support to suspend the filibuster and force through a pair of voting rights bills. Bob Agnew reports.
Democrat Kirsten Sinema all but put the party's hopes on ice when she doubled down on her standing position opposed to ending the filibuster. In a speech on the Senate floor, Sinema told colleagues, quote, eliminating the 60-vote threshold will simply guarantee that we lose a critical tool that we need to safeguard our democracy. She and Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia have drawn fire from fellow Democrats for standing firm in their support of the filibuster. Sinema says ending it would, in her words, worsen the underlying disease of division infecting our country. Bob Agnew reporting.
More rhetoric. Russia repeating its demand that NATO does not expand eastward. That despite the rejection of that by the military alliance amid a Russian troop buildup near Ukraine. Also at townhall.com, the government's latest figure showing retail sales actually fell in December.
Product shortages, rising prices, and the arrival of the Omicron variant of COVID-19 prompted Americans to sharply cut their spending last month. The Commerce Department reports retail retail sales fell a seasonally adjusted 1.9% from November. Restaurant sales slipped 0.8%, while department stores fell 7%, and online sales dropped 8.7%. Still, that followed a burst of spending in the fall that helped bolster the holiday season, and compared with December 2020, last month's retail sales were 16.9% higher. I'm Ben Thomas.
Internet Watchdog says dozens of journalists in El Salvador had their cell phones hacked with sophisticated spyware a number of times in the last 18 months. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tag, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. Relief.
Both were prosecutors in the Clark County District Attorney's Office, each with 25 years of experience. One was chief of the Special Victims Unit, the other chief of the Homicide Unit. Both dedicated, both respected. Together, they are Craig Hendricks and Frank Como, the Vegas Dream Team for criminal defense you need in your corner. Call 702-222-9999 or visit VegasDreamTeam.com, a division of DeCastro Verde Law Group.
A union we can count on. A union with a legacy known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family, and their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
It's 204. This is your KMZQ News Flash, powered by DeCastro Verde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. When classes resume in the Clark County School District on Wednesday, the district will implement a test-to-stay program. District officials say the program is designed to keep more students and employees in school if they test negative for COVID-19 after they've come in contact with someone who has COVID-19 at school. The program is voluntary, so if someone doesn't want to take part, they will be quarantined for 5 days if they've been exposed. Meanwhile, the school board has approved retention bonuses of up to $2,000 for each full-time school district worker. The bonuses are being paid out as part of the federal coronavirus relief funds. The state of Nevada officials have ordered more than 500,000 at-home COVID-19 test kits to help ease the demand for testing. The governor's office says the tests will be distributed through about 90 community groups across the state, though the logistics are still being worked out. Clark County opened up two more testing sites this week in hopes of easing the long lines at Sam Boyd Stadium, previously the county's lone big testing station.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Well, traffic is light now on area freeways. Looks like you're pretty much up to freeway speeds there on the 15 through the resort area, about 55 miles per hour on average. But lane restrictions causing delays on the 515 both directions between Main Street and Eastern Avenue through that bridge reconstruction project.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us, and it's Friday. We celebrate on Friday, so really excited. We got a great weekend of football ahead. It's going to be a lot of fun. Joining us now, a friend, a guy that I have a growing admiration for. He is, in my view, an American hero. He has served our country well, and he wants to serve it again. He is a Republican candidate for Congress in CD4. He wants to unseat Stephen Horsford, and I think a lot of us are feeling the same way. Sam Peters, how have you been? It's been a while.
It has been a while, Kevin Wall. Thank you so much for having me on and those kind words. You're a great host, and I appreciate all you do for the community, and again, glad to call you a friend.
I'm amazed. Everybody I talk to, when I'm talking to my Republican friends, they are saying, wait until you see the number he posts, as far as the economic filings of your campaign. You have raised a ton of dough, and I know you don't have to admit it until later, but can you give us a hint of how much money you're raising out there?
I can, and we have raised a lot of money. In fact, we've raised more money than any candidate did in the entire primary session in 2020, and I was one of those candidates then. We've raised over $500,000 so far in this campaign, and you know, anybody that follows politics, and as you do, it takes money to win these things. I had one of these conversations earlier this morning. You can have the best candidate in the world. If they can't raise any money, they're not going to win. So we are doing everything we can to raise as much money as possible. We've raised, like I said, $500,000 so far. That's got us way, way out in front of any Republican challengers. We've got over 3,200, Kevin, 3,200 individual donors. 80% of those right here in the state, and most of them in the district. So things are going incredibly well on that front. Endorsements are piling up. In fact, I had to on our graphic we have on our webpage, we're trying to figure out how to get that thing down to one page because they're literally piling up. We're going on to a second page now. So big news coming out in that regard on Monday. I'm going to throw a little teaser out there right now, but pay attention on Monday. We've got a big announcement to make on Monday this week.
I know you were in D.C. Earlier in the week, and I'm curious, when you go with numbers like that, when you bring a number like $500,000 raised, does that turn heads? Do you find that all of a sudden people that were concentrating on something else or multitasking all of a sudden go, whoa, wait a minute?
Yeah, no, they absolutely do, no question about it. In fact, you know, this district has been kind of eyeballed. It was eyeballed a little bit in the last cycle, and then a lot of focus went to CD3. This cycle, we've turned the table on that a little bit. The focus on Congressional District 4 is big, and you're absolutely right. It's a lot of it has to do with the success that we are piling up in our coffers, the endorsements we're throwing out there as well. You know, we've met with leadership, congressional leadership staffers, a number of times by phone and Zoom, and we made a previous trip out to D.C. to try and kind of shake the trees a little bit. Well, this time when we went back, we were actually invited to meet with in person Leader McCarthy, which he doesn't take meetings from candidates unless he's serious. So we're very excited. We had a great session with him talking about Nevada politics, this race specifically, and his parting words were he believes. Again, Leader McCarthy believes that every one of the congressional districts in Nevada is in play for Republicans. He made mention that the redistrictings that the Democrats did in Nevada were not to their favor. And he made it very clear that he's focused on here. You know, when I walked in his office, he knew who I was. He knew the landscape of Nevada politics much more than I thought he might, and he's engaged. So it was a really good meeting. And again, you're absolutely right. Every time you meet with them or call them or talk to them, the first question out of their mouth is how much money have you raised? Because they know the deal. You have to raise money to win.
I'm curious. Can they help you? Can they, even if under the table they say, hey, I can't say anything publicly, but we'll give you this resource and this resource and polling resources, we'll help you out. Can they do stuff like that?
All of those things they can absolutely do. And they can, I mean, it's, you know, they can come out openly and endorse if they want to. And it's, you know, those are types of conversations that we're trying to have. And there's a lot of folks that are on our side, not on Kevin McCarthy's direct team so just yet. I mean, again, he's very engaged in Nevada politics, but there's some other folks that we've had meetings with. I met with a number of congressional members in this last trip, and there'll be an announcement later on next week, and I think you will very much appreciate it.
I want to ask you about some of the stuff you've got coming up, because one of the things I know from your previous campaign and the current campaign, you guys know how to throw a party, and you've got happy hour events, I think, beginning tonight in Mesquite. Can you talk a little bit about some of the stuff you're doing around District 4?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's Vegas, right? There's stuff going on all the time, whether it's non-political stuff, whether it's sporting events, whether it's political events as well. Every week there's a bunch of stuff going on. Well, we have committed to doing two happy hour events in the district every month between now and the primary. The two this month, this tonight, or we're headed up to Mesquite. In fact, immediately upon hanging up with you, we're headed that way. And then, so anybody in Mesquite that might be listening online, come out to Conestoga Golf Club at the 1880 Grill. We'll be there from 4 to 6. And then next week, we're going to do Pahrump. We're going to make a stop up there and do the same kind of thing at the Paris Bar on the main road there and in the middle of Pahrump. I'm sorry, the Phoenix Bar. So we're going to do that from 4 to 6 next Friday as well. You know, in the middle of that, there's so much as well. There's the Martin Luther King Day parade Monday morning. I will race away from the parade to go on to a Newsmax spot at 10:35 local time. So we're rocking and rolling, and lots and lots of things are happening. And we're at the same time we're doing this, we're still making lots and lots of fundraising calls every day. We're trying our very best to help other candidates out as well, because that's one of the things that I'm committed to work well with other Republicans and other races, and try and turn the state red in a big way.
Again, Sam Peters joining us, a Republican candidate for Congress in CD4. He is the owner of Peters Family Insurance. He's an Air Force major, Bronze Star recipient. That's a lot for a business card, but he manages somehow. I want to ask you, because I am more and more convinced that this election isn't going to be just about how bad the Dems are, but it's going to be the solutions that Republicans can bring to the table for things like the supply chain. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, so right now there's, you know, Gateway Pundit is reporting that an incredible supply chain hiccup is about to happen. We already see in many, many places shelves are empty. You know, gas prices are way up. We know what inflation is, and it's 7% and highest in 40 years under the Biden administration and the policies that they're bringing. We can say all of these things, but when you look at why are those things happening, a lot of it has to do with what's going on in China and their, I think, the COVID zero policy and all of these lockdowns that we're seeing. These draconian measures to fight this virus. And what's happening in China, you're hard pressed to walk around your house and find something that doesn't say made in China on it. The Chinese won't let people go to work and won't let manufacturing happen in their country, it affects everybody around the world. excuse me. When we don't have manufacturing for the things that we need, in our country because of these Democrat policies and the lack of America First agenda. It has a significant effect on us. In fact, we heard before the Christmas holidays a number of ships offshore off Long Beach. You know, that's still happening. In fact, 105 ships as of January 6th were suspected to be off the coast of Long Beach, just loitering and anchored because they can't get through the ports. So all of these things happening. Excuse me, just a second. All of these things happening. You know, you look at D.C. I was just in D.C. The mayor of D.C. just came out with her plan, and she's tweeted this. She's put it out on social media. She's put it out in press releases. Basically, well, not basically, literally saying, if you're 12 and older, starting on Saturday, tomorrow, if you're 12 and older, before you go out, make sure you have your vaccination card because you won't be served anywhere. 12 and over, you won't be served anywhere unless you have your vaccination card. If you're 18 and over, make sure you have your vaccination card and an ID card. And oh, by the way, you have to have an ID card to go out in Washington, D.C. now, but you don't have to have an ID card to vote in these cities, which is absolutely ridiculous. And the third thing that you have to have, of course, is a mask. And these things are taking hold in a big way in D.C. They're the restaurants, the pubs, the service industries out there all over are taking strides to try and make this happen. And I tell you what, we had to move up our triple a week to avoid it because, you know, I'm not anti-vax. I'm anti-mandate, and I don't have this vaccine, and I'm not going to get it. So we have a fight ahead of us in this regard, and the Democrat liberal policies of these lockdowns are literally strangling the supply lines, our way of life, our liberties, our freedoms. And it's just, it has to stop. And, you know, we just saw a Supreme Court ruling on the vaccine mandates for businesses, which is a great start. You know, it's already being floated that Biden is going to ignore it, like they did with the rent eviction.
We're going to let Sam get a drink of water. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back and talk more about what the challenge ahead is for him and his campaign in CD4. It's all coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. Hey, Kevin Wall here with a special message for those of you who've experienced hearing loss. For months now, I've told you about my friends at Quality Hearing Aids. I let you know about the amazing Evolve AI hearing aids from Starkey. While sound quality alone sets them apart from other hearing aids out there, that wasn't enough for the engineers at Starkey. They wanted to make better hearing effortless, and take it from me, they've done just that. The Evolve AI scans the environment and makes 55 million automatic adjustments each hour. That's 55 million adjustments, and you don't have to do a thing. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on conversations, do what I did. Call Quality Hearing Aids. In business for over 40 years, 30 years here in Vegas. Call 702-369-1321. That's 702-369-1321. Or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com. Call 702-369-1321. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
This is John Kovacs, conservative Republican candidate for Congress in Nevada's 3rd Congressional District. I'm running for Congress because our country, teetering on the brink under Democratic Party rule, which has only become more apparent since Joe Biden's ascension to the White House. From his killing of the Keystone XL pipeline, to his abandonment of our southern border, and blundered pullout from Afghanistan, the Biden administration has been an unmitigated disaster from the beginning. Now we become aware of his intent to award $450,000 to illegal immigrants. As our food prices are skyrocketing, gas prices are soaring, and unemployment in Las Vegas leads the nation. All the while, our congressional leaders stand by idly and do nothing. That's why I'm asking for your vote, so you can send me to Washington to fix this mess. Go to my website, KovacsForCongress.com, to join our movement and support the cause. Please support me as I fight for you. Paid for by John Kovacs for Congress.
Unlike other health concerns, mental illness is not always easy to see. Depression won't show up on an eye chart, and you can't measure it on your bathroom scale. Sorting out a mental health concern is not something to attempt on your own. You won't find a bipolar disorder by looking at a thermometer. Like many other health conditions, help for mental illness takes professional diagnosis and treatment. Anxiety won't just go away under a stick-on bandage. So the sooner you seek treatment, the better. If you or a loved one has a mental health concern, don't go it alone. Find out what to do. For 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral, call 1-800-662-HELP. Learn more at samhsa.gov/support. That's samhsa.gov/support.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I want to talk about the Supreme Court rulings earlier this week, which I think were absolutely incredible for freedom and for those of us that believe in conservative values. The Supreme Court ruling, obviously a great start. What does this mean? Well, let's begin with the military. I know you've got a daughter in the military. Can you talk a little bit about what this means for people that have been discharged because they didn't get the vaccines?
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, it wasn't a decision from the Supreme Court that will affect the government organizations like the military. It was specifically to businesses. And my daughter is actually, she's a nurse at a private hospital. And one of the things that the Supreme Court ruling they did not stay the mandate on, you know, 17 million health workers across the country. So my daughter is, you know, she's been back and forth. Not only is she a registered nurse, and she's looking at this vaccine mandate, but she's also a student working on her nurse practitioner degree. And because she has to do clinicals in hospitals, she's the school that she's in is, you know, looking at mandating the vaccine as well. Again, now that the Supreme Court has ruled the way they have, it's a good thing for businesses. I don't think it basically said, from my opinion or from what I read, the Supreme Court has said it's not constitutional. If it's enforced, the businesses will win lawsuit. So don't enforce it. But again, there's discussion that Biden is going to, you know, ignore the Supreme Court and push it forward. We'll see how he acts on this one. He hasn't acted well on it before. From the military perspective, you know, the failures of this administration cannot be overstated. I mean, it is just absolutely abysmal what they're doing to our country. They have, and this is going to be the topic of discussion on Monday on Newsmax, on what China and Russia are doing, and as we saw earlier today, what North Korea is doing in the face of this administration that they have no respect for, has shown no sign of strength whatsoever to defend and protect Americans, and has just gone roughshod over our Constitution. It's just incredible. So, you know, there's a lot of things that are going to unfold in the next few weeks and months, and I hope I'm wrong on it, but it doesn't look good when you have, you know, Russia and China talking about sending troops potentially to Cuba and Venezuela right off our coast. It's not a good thing.
I want to ask you about something that is a tax on all of us, regardless of where you live or what party you aspire to, and that is inflation. It hits all of us.